What if the computer was a beautiful object, something you want to look at and have in your home? And what if, instead of it being in the right hands, it was in everyone's hands?
We'd be talking about the most tectonic shift in the status quo since...
ever.
Michael Fassbender as the late Apple CEO Steve Jobs, Jeff Daniels as business partner John Sculley in the new movie Steve Jobs. The Aaron Sorkin written, Danny Boyle directed, much anticipated film begins rolling out this weekend. So how will Silicon Valley receive it? For reaction from inside the tech sector, let's turn to our weekly guide to the world in tech, Recode. Dawn Shimoleski covers Apple for Recode. She got a look at the film last night. Dawn, what'd you think?
Well, I think that folks in Silicon Valley who have been watching Steve Jobs and saw sort of the dramatic arc of his life from his early success to that humbling failure to this rather surprising second act, I think they would not necessarily recognize the Steve Jobs they see on the screen.
Why?
It focuses on – the movie is structured like a Shakespearean play. It's formed in three acts, mm-hmm. and it is organized around the three major product launches in Steve Jobs' lives. It starts with the introduction of the Macintosh computer. It moves on to the introduction of the Next Cube, the computer, and then finally concludes with the iMac. And what Aaron Sorkin, the screenwriter, does is take – people backstage in the moments before these big public unveilings on what Sorkin describes as imagined conversations that take place backstage. Now, the screenwriter says, hey, look, I'm not producing a biopic. I'm not making a biography of him. This is not a documentary. I'm trying to get at something deeper about Steve Jobs' personality. Now, all I can say as a technology reporter who has watched Steve Jobs in his very public moments, I didn't recognize the character that I saw backstage.
Because why? Was he kinder than you thought he'd be? What was different?
So there have been a lot of biographies written about Steve Jobs, and I've read many of them. And there is no question that Steve Jobs was a complex and demanding person. He was a well-documented perfectionist and sort of this – and he would push his employees and those around him to achieve perfection. So that part of his character is clearly conveyed in the film. But what I felt was missing was this well-known charismatic quality that he had that was on public display at these public unveilings. I mean, I remember sitting as a journalist in the audience, and you would just get swept up in this sort of charisma and his powerful salesmanship. And that facet of his character is missing.
So maybe concentrating more on the flaws than, as you say, that charismatic nature. I want to ask you, mentioned Aaron Sorkin. He has said that he took much of his thinking about this from several books that have been written about Jobs. And, of course, Aaron Sorkin wrote that rapid-fire dialogue for shows like West Wing and Newsroom. We're reading that there are lines in the new film, exchanges like this one. Jobs is taking down an Apple engineer for a glitch right before a launch. And Jobs says, you had 3 weeks. The universe was created in a third that time. And the engineer responds, well, someday you'll have to tell us how you did that. So,
right.
But do people in Silicon Valley talk like that?
Perhaps
snappy.
They do. I've not experienced the walking and talking phenomenon that is the trademark of Sorkin's work in my interviews in Silicon Valley, unless someone's, of course, fleeing me. I mean, there's no question that Sorkin is a masterful writer, and he imagines great dialogue. I imagine we all wished we spoke like Sorkin wrote, but there's a lot of it that is the artful creation, an impressionistic painting in Sorkin's words of Steve Jobs in those dialogues that aren't really drawn from any of the biographies. In fact, Sorkin, the film is developed from Walter Isaacson's book by the same title, Steve Jobs. And in fact, Sorkin spoke to a lot of people who were close to Steve, at least in his early days. But the film tries to tease out this interesting conundrum, which is how Steve and Apple revolutionized the world's communication, and yet Steve Jobs had difficulties in his interpersonal relationships. And so a lot of the film deals with the conflict around Chris Ann Brennan, who is a high school sweetheart who had their daughter Lisa, whose paternity Steve Jobs initially
denied.
And so a lot of the film is devoted to that sort of that structure and the tension in that very difficult relationship. And it never actually delves into what appears to be a functional and loving relationship he had later with his wife and three kids. So that Lorraine Powell Jobs make and their children together make no appearance in this film.
Well, as you and others have written, his wife, Lorraine Powell Jobs, did not want to film it at all. So perhaps they felt that with her and the children being living, they couldn't focus on something she might not cooperate with. Well, Don Chmielewski, senior editor of Mobile for Recode, has seen the new film, Steve Jobs, and perhaps not seen the future of filmmaking in it. So something lacking for you, Don. We'll wait and hear what others say as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you.